What do tie-dye, radio, and making mini pizzas have in common? Well, they're all activities students have done as part of Erica Smith's senior project. Smith says it's an after-school program to get kids engaged in the community.
This program is mainly targeting middle school and high school age students who aren't involved in any sort of after-school activity like DDF or basketball, volleyball practices, any of that thing. Just kind of gives them a place to come and hang out and have a good time and maybe learn a few things they don't exactly get from school, or just more of a one-on-one kind of deal instead of a big old group.
Addie Esko is a counselor at Wrangell Schools. She's working with Smith to develop the program and says it is a fun thing for kids to be part of, but there's a more serious reason for doing it.
There is a grant that I manage through Alaska Island Community Services, and the core of it is to cultivate drug resistance skills in our students here in the community. And so the idea behind the after school program this year was to cultivate some of those skills by providing the opportunity for them to build healthy peer relationships by having healthy connections in the community with different adults and that sort of thing, you know, and the hope is that by doing that, that they would be less likely to take some high-risk choices.
Every day, anywhere between 4 and 12 students meet up after school and do some type of activity with an adult in town. They've heard a presentation on film photography, built bridges out of duct tape, and done watercolor tracing during an art workshop. But Smith says that the most popular award went to the Make Your Own Personal Pizza Day. She says she hopes her fellow students will perhaps discover a new interest or hobby while getting to work side by side with adults that they can look up to.
Interacting them with more adults from the community and people that they don't normally or aren't normally around, that kind of opens another door for them. See them around town, kind of say, oh, hey, I know you. So I think it kind of just interacts them more, broadens their spectrum.
For youth, having a healthy relationship with adults in our community, it's such a vital thing.
Esko says it's important for students to have homegrown role models. It gives them more outlets to participate in the community, from volunteering to just having a safe place to hang out. She also says sometimes kids need adults they can trust and can go to for help if there's a real problem.
Kids aren't apt to, you know, seek that out on their own always necessarily, and so providing the atmosphere and the opportunity for adults to already have that connection with the student is great, because kids are much more likely to reach out to adults that they already have familiarity with, that they already have that connection with. You know, so the hope is to kind of foster those connections here in our community.
Smith hopes the project will continue after she graduates. Her advice for a senior next year who might want to take it on as a project? Get the word out early. And don't forget the pizza. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.